Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. This week, I have a really fun episode for you. As you guys know, my guest episodes are always on Monday, and then sometimes I have some special episodes on Thursdays. And this week, the special episode is a recording of the Panel of Joy. This is a collaboration that Gillis Slonim started, and she asked me to speak on her panel. And she wanted it to be all about joy. And I agreed, and it was really fun. I loved the energy that the group brought. There was a lot of people signed up and a lot of people showed up live, and it was really exciting and I really enjoyed it. And I want to bring you the full panel because there were some really great takeaways from the other speakers too. So altogether, we were three speakers. I went first. Then there was Yael Shoshani, and she spoke about laughter and bringing happiness into your home, into your life, all these different great tricks and hacks. I really liked it. And then Gillis Slonim was the last one who spoke, and she spoke about the things that she speaks about, which is the stones and rocks and how they affect your mood and so on. So she spoke specifically about which ones can add more joy into your life, and that was really fun. I really wanted to bring this to you so that you can hear me speak and the other speakers speak. So enjoy it and let's get started.
Welcome everybody to this panel of joy. So I'm going to ask Revetzin Batren Grossman to begin and to help us with instruments to turn up our happiness dial. Batren, introduce yourself, please, and go for it.
Hello, everyone. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman. I am the marriage coach for women in business. That's what I do. My business is Connected for Real, and that is what I'm all about. You have to be connected and very aligned, but you also have to live right here, right now, in this real world. And we want to be able to juggle all those things and still feel really good about ourselves. So I'm all into creating flow and getting away from feeling overwhelmed and pulled apart by different parts of our lives. So that's who I am. I want to talk to you today about the Calm Method and how you can use it for creating that flow, creating that simcha. I want to talk about simcha for just 1 second. There is a saying that says, "En lecha simcha, ela kehatarat hasfekot." You don't have simcha like the simcha of having no doubts, just unraveling all of that mishmash of emotions and thoughts and doubts and not really being sure. And I think the Calm Method really helps with that. And so I want to give you this tool. It's 4 letters. It's 4 steps. We're going to go through them really quickly, and you're going to have it in your pocket so that you can really jump in and take action. So let's get started. Calm, C-A-L-M, the Calm Method. The first step is connect to yourself, okay? The C, connect to yourself. Get into your body. Take a deep breath. Ground yourself. Whatever works for you, find that thing. And in less than a second, you can go whoosh back to yourself, right? You could be running around, everything's pulling you, there's just too much going on, there's noise, there's clutter, there's people, and you can very, very quickly, with your breath, with your awareness, with sometimes people like to journal, to meditate, to go for a walk, whatever, you get to know yourself, find what works for you. I want you to be able to connect to yourself at any moment when you feel like something's out of whack. Okay. And you're going to know you need to connect when you feel really, really unsettled. When you feel like something's not going on, you're like, okay, gotta get back to myself. Right. So connect to yourself is step one. It's always step one. And the question that I want you to ask yourself when doing this step is, what do I really want? Okay. What do I really want? And I've been teaching this for a very long time. And finally, a couple of weeks ago, I went live on my podcast with my father. It was very, very amazing and very touching. Thank God, because he had a stroke recently and now he is recovered, and he was able to go live with me and actually speak, and it was beautiful. So it was really, really touching to be able to have that interaction with him. And he said something really beautiful. He said, "You always have what you need. God put a want inside you so that it pushes you further." Okay? So I don't want you to start thinking, "Oh, so what do I need right now?" No, what you need, you have. But there is something bigger. There's something that's going to motivate you to fill something in the world that's lacking. There's something that's sitting right here telling you you want something. And a lot of us don't give ourselves permission to want, because it's like,
well, is it a want or is it a need,
right? We have this noise in our head that's making us feel uncomfortable about wanting and about leaning into the thing that is extra or too much to ask for. So I definitely want you to go there. That's where I want you to go. To what do I really want? I want there to be peace in my home. I want the atmosphere to feel nice. I want to grow my business. I want to make other people happy. I want to be in my equilibrium. There are things I want, and I'm allowed to want them. Okay? So connect to yourself is bring yourself back to yourself. Put all the noise aside for just a second. And ask yourself, what do I really want? Now, I'm talking very broad, but I'm also going to tell you that this can work really, really well in the moment when things are going on and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. What do I really want? You know, I really want a cup of water, right? I really want this kid to just sit down and talk to me. I really want whatever, right? Like, you start getting really granular about the things you want, because they're the thing that are going to drive you to get there. Okay. So step one, complete. Step two is ask for abundance. That's the A. Ask for abundance. We were right here in our heart, in ourselves, connected, and we figured out what we want. Now we're turning up to God and we're saying, Hashem, help me, guide me, show me. I really want to connect to this person. I really want there to be an atmosphere of peace and love and, you know, excitement in the house. I really want to be able to help people. I really want to make more money. I really want to get a client. I really want whatever, whatever. You're allowed to want everything. Because, by the way, that want is put there by God. It's not a mistake that you want it. Okay? So, God, I really want it. And if it's in alignment with you, and if I'm on the right track with this, then all I need is for you to help me, show me, guide me, get me there, okay? So far, so good. We got step one, connect to yourself. Step two, ask for abundance. Now, why did we start with step one? A lot of us have been taught to turn to God. But the problem is we never do step one first. So when we turn to God, it sounds something like this. Oh my gosh, I can't handle it anymore. There's too much going on and I don't know what you want from me. Right? And the energy of our connection and our relationship is not there. I'm not open to hearing anything. I'm not ready to understand what he wants for me. I am completely in my own head with my own noise, in my own little suffering thing, and I'm not ready. So we have to first connect to ourselves before we come to God, because that will help us receive the answers and really be in that alignment. Okay, so there is a commonly, frequently asked question, you know, why don't you just go straight to God? No, you can't, right? You can't. You have to be able to first come ready. And that is the way you prepare yourself, is by knowing what you want. Okay, now we are in step three, listen for the answer. Listen for the answer is a very critical step. As we said, we've all been taught to look up and ask, but nobody has ever taught us how to listen. Nobody has ever taught us how to receive God's answers. And this is something I really, really stress in my programs and in my coaching, because it is a skill that you need to start to learn. You need to know what God wants from you. You need to know where He's guiding you. You need to understand the crumbs that are coming into your life that are going to take you to where you want to go. That is going to be the thing that is going to really drive you. And in our example of, you know, everything's going on and I need this kid to listen or whatever, I just randomly took it out of a hat. We connect to ourselves. Oh, there's a lot going on, but I really need to sit down with this kid and I need him to really have a conversation with me. Hashem, please help me say the right things. Help me communicate correctly. Help me make the kid feel heard and listened to and blah, 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 right? And show me how to deal with this situation. Now I'm going to actually go listen for the answer, take action. I'm going to go to this kid and say, hey, can we just sit down for a second? Only 2 minutes. I just want to see where you're at. I want to just see, you know, whatever. And by taking action, I'm going to start getting feedback, right? Because at the end of the day, Hashem is there too. He is a partner in every single thing. He's a partner in marriage. He's a partner in parenting. He's a partner in your business. He is a partner in your life. So He is going to help you and guide you through these little situations that you think, oh, it's too little for God to handle. That's not true. Everything is enough for God to be there. You have to let Him in. Okay, so we got connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer. And the last step is master a higher level of consciousness. Master a higher level of consciousness. And this is what I'm talking about. We went from here to up here to ahead of us, reality, taking action, seeing the results, seeing where God is guiding me, seeing what doors open and what doors close, being in alignment with God and constantly getting feedback and getting answers and living through it. And now you're like, woohoo, I'm flying. I've never done this before, but it actually works. I spoke to him. He was listening. It went well. My gosh, it's amazing. This woman really knows what she's talking about, right? And then you're like on a really high level of consciousness. We're talking about being intentional and then seeing that, oh, there's a different way to see the world. Okay. People in low consciousness are shame, blame, icky. You know, they're living in the mud. They're constantly suffering. And people in high consciousness, they're seeing things from a different perspective. Wow. God is in this world. He's running the world. He's showing me. He's helping me. He's right here with me. I feel so held. I feel so good. And you can really fly. Here's what happens when your brain starts to fly. Your brain goes, I don't know what to do when I'm flying. I'm not used to this. This is new elevation. This is different air particles. I am like, ooh, scared. I don't think I know how to fly. I don't think I have the tools. I don't know what I'm doing here. Nose dive right back to the mud, right? I need to be back in comfort zone. I need to be in that icky, you know, place because it's where my brain thinks it belongs. But we don't want that. That's not where we want to be. So we want to teach our brain to stay there. It's safe up here. Look, we just created something really wonderful. I just experienced a higher level of consciousness. I experienced a higher level experiencing the world. I want to stay there. And so if you do the first three steps and you're feeling really good, and then you go next, oh, that was exciting. I got through to my son. Now I'm going to go and get through to my husband, right? There's a missing step. You're skipping something. So master a higher level of consciousness is the step where you have to actually harness all the energy that you just created and bring it back to yourself. Close that circle that we created from me to God to forward reality. Bring it back. How do you do that? With a lot of different skills and a lot of different tools. But some of those are gratitude, celebration, telling your friends, having people who get it. When I tell a friend, oh, I was talking to God today and He told me to do a challenge. They're like, I think she's a little crazy, right? So surround yourself with the right people who understand what you're saying when you say, I am up here, I am connected, I am aligned. Those are all ways to master a higher level of consciousness. You want to set yourself up so that you are actually moving in the right direction. And when you master a higher level of consciousness, what you're doing is you're propelling yourself forward with the fuel you've just created. You're collecting the fuel and pushing yourself to the next level. If you don't do this, you will feel like you are running after a little rat thing. What's it called? When you're on a wheel, right? Yes, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to be like, I'm working on myself and I'm exhausted. I don't know why it's so draining to be working on myself all day long. It's because you're not taking the time to pause, to celebrate, to be with that higher level of consciousness. You're not allowing yourself to become comfortable in this new level. And that's really, really important. Okay, so let me wrap it up. Connect to yourself. Ask for abundance. Listen for the answer. Master a higher level of consciousness. And this will take you from whatever icky feeling and disconnect you're feeling and overwhelm, whatever. It's going to take you all the way through to a flow, and you're going to feel it. And then my favorite part is when you send me back an email and say, I had the flow. I don't believe it. Okay. So please, please share it with me. I love it when you do. And that is it for today. My time is completely over.
Thank you very, very much. And Batchen, that was really terrific. And we're all going to be heading for that flow. And I it's very clear that when you have that alignment, okay, and when you're in that flow, what is it going to do? How are you going to be feeling? You're going to be feeling really happy, and you're going to be feeling accomplished. All those things that put those positive endorphins into your system again. So Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, everybody should try and should be matzliach. Thank you. Batchen, it was terrific.
Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
Okay, now I would like to call on Yael.
Hi there. Okay, so I'm Yael Shoshani Mapsuta, and my mission in life is to be a happiness mentor. And I'm also a holistic healer. I also speak to God very frequently. So I loved your speech, Batchen. So I think the best teachers of how to be truly happy are young children, babies and very young children. First of all, they're very calm. And second, they laugh so many times a day. And research says it's like between 300 and 400 times a day. And us adults, we average at 15. So first of all, we should rise these statistics today and every day and practice just laughing. Okay, so let's start off with some laughter, and then we'll go into another concept that I feel is like a great, great tool for happiness. Okay, so hold out your hand. I brought a gift for everyone who came to the Zoom. Open, this is a special cream. It's Mapsuta cream for everything. Takes care of your zits, your wrinkles, whatever you want, but it works only when you laugh, okay? So take some of the cream and just put it wherever you want and laugh. You can put it on your belly, no more fat. Anywhere you want. It's also a good painkiller, actually. Wherever you have your muscles where you need it. Okay, great. Now let's feel the laughter flow through our body, okay? Let's put our hands on our neck and laugh with the sound of eh. You feel it? You feel it going? Great. Now let's put turn this around. Let's put our hands on our hearts. And we're left with the sound of ah, and then open our hearts. See how this laughter, we just start laughing and it makes us feel good. It's just so easy and it's accessible to everyone. Okay, now another one, we'll put our hands on our bellies and we're left with a deep sound of ooh. I hope you feel the laughter, mamash, going through the body. So, you know, when we laugh, so of course we get our blood flowing better. We have endorphins going through our system and we get all these benefits of laughter. And what I did to with you today are just like a little bit of stuff from, it's called yoga laughter. This doctor in India, he invented these exercises. And the whole idea is just laugh, because laughing is good for you. And I use it. I mamash use this sometimes when I feel down. And if I'm on the street and I feel like I'm comfortable just laughing out loud in the street. So I'm going to teach you a method how to laugh and not feel really weird about it. So you pick up your phone, if it's an imaginary phone or a real phone. And it's as if I called the best stand-up comedy channel and I'm listening to these jokes on and on. So that's what I do. So laughter is something you can do. I'm saying for some people, it's like, it seems like weird for them to just start off laughing. So start off smiling at yourself, you know? Every time you see yourself in a mirror, give yourself a smile. And smile at other people. Just stam kacha on the street, you know? Rabbi Nachman says that when you smile at someone, sometimes it's like giving them life. Mamash, it could be you smile at somebody in the street, and that's the first smile they had that day. And I think about it, we talk so much about in Yadut, about like Levayat Amet, it's such a great mitzvah to go to a funeral, but we can make people come to life again. You know, people felt dead inside. We give them a smile and they're all full of joy, pitom. Okay, so I want to talk about gratitude, hodaya. I think that's one of the best, I call it the magic wand for happiness. And especially at times like now, when there is so much stuff that goes around and you say, oh, this is terrible, this is bad, this is, you know, a guy from a yeshuv right nearby, he was killed in the war, the funeral was today, you know? And when you're in the mode of gratitude, you actually practice seeing the good, because seeing the bad is very easy. It's natural. Not only it's natural, it's enhanced by all the media, the news, and everything else. But we can practice seeing the good. And I'm telling you, the good rules. The good is always much more than the bad. Because there was also a bris today of a grandchild of one of my friends. You know, there's always good going on, but we have to focus on it. So how do we do it? So the basic level of gratitude is just paying attention to what we have. We have so much. You know, we got a pair of eyes. If we just focused on our eyes, we could do a 24-hour celebration of our eyes and what we can do that we have eyes, you know, that we're not bumping into walls and we can see our loved ones and we can appreciate and we can use this Zoom and see each other, all kinds of stuff, you know? So that's the basic of hodaya. And the medium part is like when you have a cup and it's like half full, right? Half full and half empty. So in Hebrew, it sounds very much better. Is when we have a tzara, we tend to see everything like tunnel vision, tzal. So hodaya medium says, look at what's bothering you, whatever that's troubling you, challenging you right now, but see also what else is there. You can have a challenging situation on one level with one kid, but then you have other kids that you're fine with, you know, And we tend to forget that there are some other kids in the picture because we're only in this problem right now. And I'm saying, let's enlarge the picture. Let's see. Okay, so I might be in conflict with somebody, but I have my hill. There's all kinds of stuff that in a gratitude level, I call it medium, you can see what I have and what I lack together, see the whole picture. And then there are those situations we need gratitude extra. When we can't see the good, when we only feel that if this is a hug from Hashem, it's like a bear hug and I can't breathe in this hug. So in those cases, it's just to know that who gave me this challenge, to know that the hastara betoch hastara, like Rabbi Nachman says, inside the, I don't know how to say it in English. Yeah, inside the concealment, God is there. God is there. He gave me this challenge. So God, who loves me, who gave me all the stuff that I'm so thankful for, he also gave me this challenge. And this is for my better good, for my growth. Not necessarily that I'm going to feel it right now. Maybe in a few years, it's going to take me to understand why I had to go through this crisis. But when I know that he's there, it makes it much more tolerable. And a great fun way of being in gratitude is being in gratitude for the future. It is saying thank you for things and mamash imagining ourselves like it already happened. And that's so much fun because you become happy twice. First of all, when you imagine the future and then when it comes true. I think that's my favorite. And my last note is that I have a game I play with myself a lot of times during the day. I just say, as a kiss, it's so much fun. And then I search, what's the fun right now? It's like saying thank you and looking, what am I thankful for? You know? Oh, thank you, Hashem. Like, thank you, Hashem. I'm on a Zoom. Thank you that I rested in the afternoon. Thank you that I had a great lunch. But just being in the mode of saying as a kef, it keeps you focused that you know there's something that you're going to say thank you for. So those are my words for today. And I wish us all a very, very happy Adar.
Thank you. Thank you, Yael. Colorful Yael. Did you see those nails? All those colors? So bold. Everything is there. And I have to say, I love this one. Just everyone, pick up your phone for a sec. Pick up your phones. Come on, pick up your phones. Okay? And come, let's just think, just laugh, because they're telling us jokes on the other end. Come on. It's hysterical. It's cool. It's so cool. Okay? Okay, I'm going to continue. So I'm Gila Slonim, and my name is Gila, and Gila means happiness, because I was actually born on Simchat Torah, and my parents wanted what was a modern name. So a modern name for happiness in those days was Gila. And, you know, sometimes when I've done that, something close to Bat Chen's sort of method, it's like, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be able to bring simcha to people. So there are many ways of bringing simcha to people. And the way that I'm using at the moment is through the crystals, maybe through all the different things that I present and do. Okay. But it's through, one second, I want to try and, okay, through the crystals, I feel that I am able to really bring simcha to people. Now, we have to meet people where they are. It's very nice. Somebody who has gone through a terrible tragedy. I met with somebody. I treated somebody whose son was killed at the music festival, okay? So when I'm trying to bring simcha to her, okay, it's at, we have to work at different levels. First, we've got to get rid of that difficult, that heavy feeling. People have started at different places. When I treated a young girl whose brother was killed as a soldier, okay, so she was at a different place and she'd been at a different place before. It's like we have to know also that we come with a certain amount of baggage or not baggage as system. So, and her brother being killed obviously exacerbated everything that she was going through. But her place and the other woman's place were very different. And what they needed were different things. One, felt she had betrayed her son because she wasn't there for him at the time when he needed her. Okay, now she was where she needed to be and he was where he was, and we don't understand the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay? But we had to work from her to try and help her to understand and appreciate that. This young girl whose brother was killed, her world had been shattered. She felt that there was no ground under her feet. So she needed stability in order to keep her moving up and to get her to a point of happiness. So I think we all need very different things at different times. There are certain things that are going to be good for all of us, okay? So it doesn't matter where we're feeling. You know, if you do that, pick up your telephone, or you do a ha-ha-ha, all of those things are going to help you. But, you know, very often we need to be cleansing out things that are stored inside. And sometimes, you know, what I teach and what I go through, what I explain to people is very often we go through things that we can't deal with. There are certain emotions that we can't deal with right now. It's too much on our plate. We've got too much. So we put it into our emotional storage. We put things there and it's very good. However, it's not so good when we don't let it out, because then things start to fester and it expresses itself in many different ways. It could express ourselves with sore throats. Yes, it could express ourselves with a sore throat. It could express ourselves where we just talk. Oh, we can't talk anymore. Or all different things, because we're not dealing with our emotions. And all of this is just going to bring up downhill. Okay, so I want to sort of add that in and make sure that people are aware. Now, the other thing, very similar to what Yael said, I want to borrow happiness from the future. When we're going through a really challenging time and everything is like gray and miserable around us, first of all, if we're able to say, you know what, this difficult thing that I'm going through not right now, how long is it going to last me? How long is this specific challenge? Because very often we're feeling down because tomorrow we know it's going to be, I don't know, the Purim Sud is going to be tomorrow and I'm going to be sitting, Chas v'Shalom, I'm going to be sitting by myself. How long is that period of time that you're going to be sitting by yourself? An hour? Half an hour? Whatever it is. So I'm going to be miserable about it for how long? A day? 2 days in advance? If I can say, this is a 1 hour period of time, I can be miserable for 1 hour, for that 1 hour. And I can also say, you know what? Do I remember, think backwards or think forwards? You know, when I was at a particular event and my little girl was smiling with glee, she was so happy because, and she was laughing, as Yael said, because kids are so good at laughing and they have this special, beautiful laugh. Think of that laugh and think of that joy, concentrate and focus on that. Put it in and then borrow that. So you know what? Now when I'm feeling down, I'm borrowing that simcha and I'm going to use it now. I'm going to have it with me now because now I need it. And then you can store that in your mind and keep it with you all the time, saying, oh, I'm going downhill right now. Where's that little simcha piece? I'm going to find that simcha piece and concentrate and focus on that cute kid smiling, laughing all the time that I was, that I went and they were with me, or whatever it is. We have, Baruch Hashem, we have a storage of good things that we've all been through, okay? Whether it's, you know, having children, thank God, whether it's marrying off children, whether it's going on a fun outing, whether it's being in nature and seeing the fantastic flower that Hashem gave us. You know, now in Israel, it's the season of the cyclamen and the rakafot. They're everywhere. They're beautiful. Look at one of them. Appreciate nature. Smile at it. Okay? Take the little things. If it's too big, take something really small and smile over it. Okay? And so I want to tell you that. Now, of course, I want to also make sure to tell you about some crystals, because if I wouldn't tell you about crystals that bring happiness, who would I be? Okay, so this one is called amber, ladies. The amber is a happy stone, okay? It helps us to remove difficulties, to cleanse and get rid of traumas and difficult things that we've been through, and let our sunny disposition come out and flow forward, okay? It's also when we're having, it's just a comforting, beautiful stone. When we're having this little challenging time, it's going to just help you, give you gentle comfort, gently take away pain. And by the way, it does it physically, It does it physically as well.
Okay.
We have here the Jasper Dalmatian. And the Jasper Dalmatian is also going to just give us that pick me up and help us along the way.
So very, very much so. And here, my nice piece of pyrite, golden pyrite. Yay. This is really one of the happy stones. Okay. And okay. So this is going to tell me. Also, it's like people who are inherently happy love the pyrite. Okay. That's a stone you have to have with us. And I often say that it's gold, see, and the South Africans all call it fool's gold. And one of the things that we need to, our husbands, your partner, that's what they need to do. Before the chagim, you buy your wife jewelry, gold jewelry, buy them jewelry. So apart from jewelry making us happy, stones make us happy, all of that stuff. However, also gold makes us happy, okay? So gold is a happy sort of a thing to have with us. Now, there's another stone that I want to talk to you about. This is an interesting one called the eye agate. I don't think I've shared it here. It's the shape of an eye, and it's even got a little eye in the center. It's a little bit, you know, kooky. It's a kooky stone, but it's a cool stone. It's really cool. And this eye agate helps us to see positive things, to find those positive things to look at. As Yael was saying, she told us about the fact very clearly that there are always challenging things that are going on in our life, and we can choose to look at the regular things or we can choose to look at the challenging things. And we are going to try and choose to look at the positive things. And that's going to help us to give us that positive glint on life as well. And it helps us to see the light at the end of the tunnel, okay? Very often what I was talking about before, when we're going through that challenging time, we want to see the light at the end of the tunnel, okay? We want the negative energy absorbed as well. It's also good for ayin hara. It sort of looks it, doesn't it? It's got that look about it that says, ayin hara, I'm going to take you away. Got that look about it as well. Okay, the other thing I'm just going to show you here is the amber. We talked about the amber, okay, and helping us get rid of a trauma. But here, these necklaces, okay, when they give them to babies, you see very often babies wear them when they're teething. The reason they have them is because I said it absorbs pain in a gentle way, both physically and emotionally, okay? So that's really good. There are other stones like the picture jasper, which also absorbs sadness from our system, okay? When we're going through those little downs, you know, come on, most of us do go through those. So it helps to absorb those little humps along the way. And the other one I want to tell you about is called Apache Tear. Apache Tear is just a plain black stone. And it always, it's like very interesting to me that I see people choosing the Apache Tear because it's like, you know, it's a plain black stone, nothing so exciting. Okay, this is it. It is a stone of grief and mourning. When people are going through mourning, it's going to help to absorb the pain that they're going through and help them to get over it as much as possible, or that's going to lessen that pain. So when our pain is lessened, there's more space for joy to come into your life. It's Apache from the tribe of the Apaches. Okay, the Apache women, the women of the tribe would cry as they saw their men going off to the army, going off to fight the Indians. So that's where the name, the Apache Tear, comes from. Okay. Now, I would like to close here. First of all, you that I also do crystal assessments and crystal healing. Amazing. And I teach about it very much. In addition to that, I also started doing just counseling. I'm a social worker. We do counseling. The crystals support us. So we've got all those sorts of things going on. In the meanwhile, everybody, have a Chodesh Tov, Umavorach. Have a blessed month. May we all have true joy, be able to balance everything. And when we have those rough spots, raise our hands and remember that we can connect to the simcha that we have. God gave all of us simcha. So let's turn that volume up, and we need the simcha now more than ever. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Yael. Thank you, Batchen. And thank you, ladies, for joining.
Wasn't that amazing? It was so much fun to be part of this panel. There were such good energies and it was really, really fun. You know, what came up for me when I was listening to Yael speak is I do that a lot with my phone when I want to talk to God and I'm in the middle of a situation where there's just a lot of things going on. So I put my phone to my ear and as I'm walking, it looks like I'm talking to someone and I'm not just talking to myself. Now, in the olden days, it used to be a lot more important because you didn't really have people walking and talking to themselves. These days, everybody's on some sort of Bluetooth device. And so pretty much all of us are walking and talking to ourselves all the time. So it's not as important, but it really helps with getting the words out. I find that sometimes if I'm just trying to talk to God and I'm walking and I'm in a crowded place or I'm just, you know, feel a little bit tight about it, the words don't come out. And when I bring the phone to my ear, it just starts to flow. There's something about having a phone on your ear that allows you to communicate differently. And I think it's just one of those triggers to your brain, like, oh, it's time to speak now, right? And it opens up the doors. So definitely tell me if you're gonna try this. It's really fun. And I hope you enjoyed the panel of joy. Ironically, this coming Monday is my session with Gila on my podcast. So it just happened to work that way. Of course, there is no such thing as happened to. God has orchestrated it perfectly. But when I noticed it, I was like, wow, this is so cool. So on Thursday, I was her guest. And on Monday, she is my guest. And you get to hear both of those because they're both really, really powerful. So I hope you enjoy them. And don't forget to be connected for real. Love you. Mwah. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revitzen Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.